Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Al Smith. Batting sixth. The catcher, Cam Carrion. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Andy Carey. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Cal McLish. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Cal McLish. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lenny Green. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Martin. Batting third. The right fielder, Bob Allison. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jim Lemon. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting sixth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bill Tuttle. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Cott. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Cott. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Batty and he is safe. Aparicio steals second. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aparicio moves to third. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Aparicio scores. Robinson moves to second. One out. It's 1-0, White Sox. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Green moves to second. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison bunts towards first. Sievers juggles the ball. That's an error on Sievers. Green scores. Martin moves to third. Allison moves to second. It's White Sox, 1, Twins, 1. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Martin tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 2-1, Twins. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Allison moves to third. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Allison scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Twins. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ver Alse fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey takes first base on ball 4. Carrion moves to second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Batty for a passed ball. Carrion moves to third. Carey moves to second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carrion scores. Carey scores. It's White Sox, 3, Twins, 3. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McLish moves to second. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Martin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Ver Alse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ver Alse hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Green hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-1 in the game. Sievers hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Carrion hits a ball on the ground towards second. Martin scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-0 in the game. Allison hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Twins. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Batty hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Twins. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 1 in the game. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Carey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carey moves to second. Bob Roselli pinch hits for Cal McLish. Bob Roselli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roselli bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Carey moves to third. Fox moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ver Alce fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carey scores. Fox moves to third. Roselli moves to second. It's 5-4, Twins. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ver Alce picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Ver Alce. Fox scores. Roselli scores. Aparicio moves to third. Robinson moves to second. It's 6-5, White Sox. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tuttle has Aparicio trapped. There's the throw to Batty and back to Ver Alce, who tags Aparicio for the out. Robinson moves to third. Minoso moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 2 in the game. Sievers hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lemon. Sievers reaches second base with a double. Robinson scores. Minoso scores. It's 8-5, White Sox. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Sievers trying to get to home. Lemon throws the ball into Ver Alce who relays the ball to Batty who tags Sievers who's trying to score from second, for the out. Smith moves to second. Two outs. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Carrion hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Joe Horlan now pitching. Zolo Ver Alce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ver Alce is 0 for 1 in the game. Ver Alce hits a line drive towards the mound. Horlan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cott strikes out. Two outs. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Green hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Twins 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Aparicio hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Martin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horlan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Allison hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Lemon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Twins 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Minoso is hit by the pitch. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Sievers strikes out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Minoso moves to second. Camilo Pasquale now pitching. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carrion hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-2 in the game. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Batty hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-2 in the game. Tuttle takes first base on ball 4. Batty moves to second. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 2 in the game. Verhals hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Altobelli pinch hits for Camilo Pascual. Joe Altobelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altobelli hits a pop-up towards third. Carey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Twins 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Plyce now pitching. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tuttle fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fox strikes out. Two outs. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 0 for 1 in the game. Horlan hits a pop-up towards short. Verhals settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Martin takes first base on ball 4. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Allison takes first base on ball 4. Martin moves to second. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. Martin moves to third. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 3 in the game. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Twins 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Aparicio hits a line drive towards short. Verhals reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Minoso hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Sievers hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. J.C. Martin now playing first base. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Batty takes first base on ball 4. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Tuttle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Batty moves to second. Turk Lown now pitching. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 3 in the game. Verhals hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Becker pinch hits for Bill Plyce. Julio Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker strikes out. Two outs. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Twins 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Moore now pitching. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Smith hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-5, White Sox. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Carrion hits a pop-up towards third. Tuttle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carey hits a pop-up towards short. Verhals settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Al Pilarczyk now playing center field. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Martin hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Allison hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. Pilarczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 9, and Minnesota Twins, 5. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.